Are you ready?
Yep, we're rolling.
Okay, I'll call the meeting for Wednesday, February 22nd to order. We have a quorum. Doug's off on family. Is he on county business? Oh, he's at the
City County Insurance Services Conference.
Right, I guess then. I know he's got a whole bunch of things going on. We have no recognitions or proclamations, so I move directly to the consent calendar.
And I think we're doing that tonight. Is
yes,
that
correct?
Oh, we're moving the consent calendar tonight?
Yeah, because there aren't any.
Today, what we're doing is basically we're going to have a public hearing and then public comment. And that's our two items.
So, excuse me, I was just going down the agenda. So I'll call for a public hearing for the election and boundaries of the proposed People's Utility District. So I'll open the hearing, and this is a petition that was received by a Lincoln County clerk, signed by the required number of electors to convert through the formation procedures of ORS Chapter 198 and 261, the existing Southwest Lincoln County Water District, to a People's Utility District. The clerk forwarded the position to the Board of Commissioners and to the Oregon Department of Energy, as required by law. The board set the hearing date to discuss the boundaries of the proposed PUD to move forward with the process of putting the measure on the ballot and allowing the voters of the proposed new district to vote on its formation.
Commissioners, if I might provide a report, first I'd like to look out at the audience to see if there is, ask one time for the record, is there anybody here from the Southwest Lincoln County Water District who's going to speak on this matter? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and give the quick staff report here. This is deja vu all over again. We're back in front of the commissioners with the question of converting an existing water district to a People's Utility District. The patrons of Southwest Lincoln County Water District attempted this once before in November, got the qualifying number of signatures, established the boundaries, met all the requirements under law, and presented that to the voters in November, but that was rejected. Or maybe it was actually May of last year. They are allowed once every calendar year to seek approval with the voters again. I think they're going to provide a little bit more information on why they think this is a good idea this go-round. But our process here is very simple. If we get the requisite number of signatures, you have discussions around the boundaries, and then you place it out and let the voters decide what to do with this particular matter. So it's neither an endorsement or opposition to the actual measure. It's simply a procedure that has to be followed to let the voters decide. I do want to note this process is a little bit different than the last time we did it, in that the timing to get it on the May ballot, and we're required by law to try and put it on the first ballot that's available, which is in May. We can meet our timelines very nicely. That's why we're holding the hearing today. However, the Oregon Department of Energy is also required by law to hold the hearing, and that's because People's Utility Districts really have two major functions that they can engage in. One is the provision of water services, but the other is the provision of electricity. And the boundaries of this particular district are already covered by a PUD that provides electricity. Now, there's an arrangement between Central Lincoln PUD and Southwest Lincoln. They've already had these discussions, and it will be entered into the record of the Oregon Department of Energy hearing that Central Lincoln PUD does not want to be in the water business. Southwest Lincoln Water District does not want to be in the electricity business. So they provide different services and different functions for their patrons if this is approved. The Oregon Department of Energy, however, they have notice requirements too, and they could not hold their hearing prior to our hearing. The last time we did this, they had completed their hearing, submitted the report required by law, and we had that in our hands when we held our hearing. We're going to have to come back when they do that. I did learn today that they actually have published notice, and they will be holding their required hearing, Oregon Department of Energy, on Monday, February 27th at 6 p.m. in the Southwest Lincoln County Water District Boardroom. That's at 7740 Highway 101 North, Yahats 97498. And people are invited to come and give comments at that particular hearing before the Department of Energy. They will issue a report after that, and we'll have to come back sometime in March and incorporate that report, and as necessary, respond to anything that may be raised in that report in a supplemental order related to this matter. But that's the status of the application or the petition at this point. And so I think after we receive public comment, I'll have a few more comments on the next steps.
Okay. Is there anyone here who'd like to testify on this matter? And I ask again, is there anybody who'd like to testify on the conversion of the Southwest Lincoln Water District to the People's Utility District? Seeing none, I'll close the hearing and move to discussion.
Commissioners, maybe one note here that there's really no boundaries issues here because they are looking at converting the entire existing district, the district as it exists today, to the People's Utility District. So we haven't had any input, any questions, any concerns about those proposed boundaries. I do want to note one thing. We noted this the last time this occurs. This really requires, in part, what I'll call a double majority. Some of the properties are located within the boundaries of the city of Walport. A majority of the people within the boundaries of the city of Walport that would vote on the formation have to vote for that formation to include that portion of the territory within the city of Walport. So it requires a majority overall of all the people who would vote on this, and then also a majority of the people within the city of Walport to have those folks included within the PUD. And that's what we did the last time we actually prepared that. So to move this particular matter forward, I've prepared an order for you which reflects the discussions we've had today in anticipation, because we had not been approached by anybody at this point that there might not be any other public testimony. I've so noted there was no additional testimony or evidence. If you are ready to proceed, we can adopt this order. That will set the final boundaries as the existing boundaries of the Southwest Lincoln County Water District, and a call for an election on May 16th, 2017, to submit the question of whether or not the PUD should be formed. And in the materials you've got attached to the order is a copy of the proposed notice of measure election, which includes the caption question and summary, which will be placed before the voters, and an explanatory statement that explains what's actually being proposed.
Commissioner Hall, any comments or
no? Motion? I'm ready to make a motion if you're ready to second it.
Ready to make it.
I will make a motion to adopt this proposed order establishing boundaries for the formation of the proposed Southwest Lincoln County People's Utility District and calling for an election.
All those in favor? Okay, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, a little odd when there's only two of us.
Yeah,
in the chair. That's the second.
There's
it's
a stare
not,
there.
It's not usual procedure. Okay.
All of it. Aye. Motion passes. Yeah, we get so used to having
get into a rhythm when something changes it.
Okay. And are we going to take anything besides public comment here?
No, I think you can reserve your reports and the other elements. And this said to explain to the folks who are here in the audience, this is a kind of an unusual day for us because while we normally have board meetings at 9:30, we meet jointly with the cities, each of the cities in the county, at least once a year. And tonight is our joint meeting with the city of Newport. And we try when we do that, when we go out to different communities, we hold our regular board meeting immediately following the joint meeting. And we're going to have our regular board meeting tonight. This was a special meeting because we needed to do this hearing on the PUD formation. And unfortunately, before I realized that this was going to be the joint meeting night, we'd already published the notice for the hearing at 9:30 this morning. So that's why we're holding it. But since it is a public meeting, we will take public comment this morning, too.
Okay. Seeing then we'll move directly to public comment. Is there anyone here who'd like to comment? Public comment is allowed 5 minutes on any subject that you'd like to discuss.
Larry Silverthorne. Good morning, gentlemen. I think I know most all of you. I spoke to Doug Hunt several weeks ago, and I had planned for speaking at this meeting. And I spoke with him last night, and actually I thought he said he would be attending this morning. Anyway, I thank you for your time. My name's Larry Silverthorne. I lived in the community for over 40 years. I helped build Sea Gulch down at Seal Rock. I've been active in the community. I've held a real estate license, a general contractor's license, and I've been a volunteer over 30 years on the Seal Rock Volunteer Fire Department, and I am a board member at this time. Anyway, also I'd like to introduce my wife, who concurs with me and tries to help me write these things that I do a terrible job at. She worked 23 years public service, Lincoln County Sheriff's Department. Very proud of her and what she has done. I have only 5 minutes to present a one-hour case. I would like to meet with each of you, as Doug said I could possibly do, to share more facts. I am here to ask your help to resolve a simple matter regarding the Brian Booth State Parks Comprehensive Plan draft. The Oregon State Parks and unidentified Ona Hills Trail Group have implemented a plan without private road ownership or three other owners of homes on that road without our knowledge or input. I feel we were broadsided in having any input or even asked for input. That insults my opinion and thoughts for honest communication. The trailhead group had the knowledge this was a private road, as it is marked at least three times on entrance. I believe this group was aware and intentionally did not include myself and other homeowners, for which we all demand the road be removed from all state park maps, websites, and any further plans or options. I have asked the state parks for the Ona Hills Trail Group names to no avail. They have not shown me a list of that trail group people available, but a list of landowners, which some are back here and some had no knowledge of this trail group. I spoke with Elaine and Lucinda Chrysler, who own a large parcel east of me, and they were never contacted by the trail groups regarding these trails of any sort. They are, believe, I will speak for them, that I'm not speaking for them, but they shared with me they were also not interested in any crossing of their property in any way. The only name State Parks gave regarding the trail group list was Maxine Centella, and she was at the beginning of the book on the advisory committee, and the State Parks could not give me that name when I asked for it. I read the book thoroughly three times. They provided me with a phone number. After I found it in the phone book, they did give me the phone number for her. She was not eager to share on the phone and asked to finish the phone call when I asked her where she might live in relation to the trail. She would not share, but did give me a name, George Schwartz, who was helpful in my questioning. He told me he had set up a website years ago, but had no knowledge of any activity or meetings regarding the trail group in the last 1 to 2 years. This has left me with a state parks plan with lots of information, which I have outlined in this book, and I don't know if any of you have it, but I would be glad to share it with you.
Larry, can we, and this is not going to take from your 5 minutes.
Okay.
You still have 5 minutes, but I want to just talk procedure here for a minute.
Okay.
Because now that I know that the topic is about Brian Booth State Park, we actually have an application, as I understand it, in front of the Planning Commission. They're considering this. I think it's...
I'm aware of that. I've spoken with Otto.
Okay. So and just...
I'll give Larry part of my 5 minutes.
No. Don't worry about the time. I just want to talk a little bit of procedure here, that when an application is in front of us, and a particular one, and what's they're asking for this zone change to adopt a master plan,
sure,
do all this stuff, we have a set of criteria that we have to apply to it. It becomes what's known as a quasi-judicial proceeding. And I just want to be careful with the board here. I don't want to mess up your opportunity to give input and provide it, but we have to avoid what's known as ex parte contacts, meaning that the process, once it's actually an application is in, it goes in front of the hearing body, which is the Planning Commission. They make recommendations, and it comes to the Board of Commissioners. There's another hearing held at the Board of Commissioners. But the board really acts as judges, and they have to have all the parties giving all their input, you know, inside that proceeding, and then they make decisions. So I just want to make it clear that you guys can provide some information. We'll need to actually make sure that gets into the record, and I'd really strongly encourage you to also give this information to the planning department and planning commission, so it gets into the record. But they won't be able to respond or say anything to you today because it's a quasi-judicial matter. I don't want to create ex parte contacts. So procedurally, I just wanted to make sure you understand.
And I do understand that. I've read the book. I know how it works.
Okay, good.
I've talked to Ono, and as I finish, I can address, and it's my concern to address, so I'll go ahead.
Please
here.
Add time back into Larry's, okay, for doing this. Okay.
Now I lost my place, but that's
I'm sorry.
This has left me with a state parks plan with lots of information, but no answers as to who to engage with. This is a very troubling to me. In the past 25 years, I have developed, with a lot of hard work, money, and time, what I believe to be an attractive private home sites, 5, on a private road marked, in which I came to this commission and named Pine Creek Road and went through all the hoops. And it's maintained with a road maintenance agreement. With pride and paying Lincoln County for fees and meeting all the state and county requirements, permits, codes regarding utilities, surveys, easements, and so forth. Any such use as state parks is projecting or proposing would be a burden intolerable to myself or any of my other neighbors. Any such use as a trail for hundreds of campers, which this number came from the state parks. They said 1,000 to 2,000 people in this park a day. So I took 10%. That's hundreds. Hundreds of people, of campers, hikers, would decrease home values, loss of privacy, noise, trash, dogs, vandalism, theft, which has already occurred in the Bernard Street group, unsafe roadway. I have a 12-foot roadway with easement or turnouts, and this would invite nothing but problems. It has curves and hills. Somebody would get hit, and somebody would have to provide the liability. And then also, it would open this road to the public from Seal Rock to invite them into the state park, and I would have no action to that. Please put yourselves and my neighbors in my position. I ask, what if the three of you lived on my private road, bought land, and built a nice home, 3 acres or more, on private road, and you were in our position? You and the Planning Commission can stop this trail option, and I have read the plan, and you have the right and the power to do so, as stated, reference page 3 and 4. I wish I had more time to plead my case, but it's really very simple. Does the state parks have the power and the will to burden we, the people, with litigation, hard feelings, stress, anger, or do the right thing and do what the Bernard Street group suggested, having one entrance to the park and one entrance only, other than one emergency exit on Cross Street, which all property is owned by the state parks, which they could go to Seal Rock from the Cross Street exit. I am also meeting with Ono and the Planning Commission, and I have met with Dennis and Preason, the new director of this project. I have a dialogue with them. They have been to my house. I've met with them 3 times. They are not willing at this point to take it off. They say they understand my argument completely, but the state will not do that. So I am asking you, the Planning Commission, and Ono, you do have the power to do that. Please take our private road off the state park maps and an option for the trails. Then I would like to ask, do you all have this book? Have you all studied this book? If not, they can't even provide books for my neighbors and so forth. But I would like to get you books. I'd like to meet with you independently. I have a lot more documentation. And I'm not saying this for any other reason than my own, I guess, protection, but I have retained legal counsel, and I have spoke with legal counsel, and that legal counsel is Dennis Bartolos. He's been my attorney for over 30 years, And then I would just ask if you had any questions of me. I'm more than glad to work, but I just got back from a vacation in Hawaii, and I didn't sleep two nights. And the state parks has told me, don't worry about this, Larry. Dennis has said they're not going to do anything until he gets that tunnel or bridge put in down to Nona Beach. I find it hard to believe that will ever happen. But for my neighbors, as an investment in their property, for someone to say, it's on the table, it's on all of their maps, their websites, showing my road accessing Seal Rock, I'm outraged.
Okay, your time is up. I'm only going to say this. We can't hear anymore. We can't make comment at this time because we might be the judges.
Okay. And if
it comes up. I mean, if the Planning Commission can solve the problem, you know, it won't come to us, but because we might. So
okay.
The reason why we're not responding is because it doesn't fall in our hands.
Terry, I did. I just came to be heard because my input had not been asked for.
And Larry, to let you know, too, during the Planning Commission process and then when it gets to the board level and there is a hearing, there is not the five-minute limitation on that. So there'll be an opportunity. You can submit materials in writing. You can testify more. There will be opportunities for more input at that point.
So now, Otto couldn't give me a date. He's told me that he would notify me.
Yeah, I don't know that the date's been set. I'm kind of on the periphery of this thing. I know a little bit about it, not everything, but my understanding is that date hasn't been set yet. So that's one of the things I know.
So our voices will be heard.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay.
Process.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Any more public
comment? Any other public comment?
My name is Paul Highfield, and when I first heard about this, I went to the South Beach State Park to try to get one of these books. Oh, we don't have any books. Okay, fine. So I found out it was on the internet, and basically it was from the folks that to the north of us. And so finally, after talking with Larry, I went to South Beach, and basically it's tooth and nail to get one of these books from state parks, and that really bothers me, especially when it affects us. I don't know why they are trying to withhold it, but anyway, I finally got one when I explained that on this property that could be the trail, I actually abut it. And it just bothers me that none of us are ever told about this. And so that's my only reason for being here. I mean, we'll take it later on, whatever steps need to be, but I just want you to know that you can't even hardly get one of these things from them. They're not very cooperative.
Thank you for your comments. Any other comments?
Wayne, I just got a procedural question. You know, Larry indicated he wanted to meet with me and Terry. Is that allowed, or would that be an ex parte contact?
Unfortunately, because that's an ex parte contact. That's, again, an ex parte contact. You can't meet individually when there's a matter pending.
All right. So,
there'll be a lot of opportunities.
Sure.
We'll make sure you
know. I understand.
Okay.
I'm Paul Romola. I live on Northwest Wiggins Avenue, immediately adjacent to the park, and it's true. I just want to back Larry up a little bit. We have been talking to the Planning Commission. It's been going. We think we have it solved or done. Ono's been working hard on it. The state park throws a curveball in. It's black letter law or black letter information in the book you were talking about that there's be no entrances at all except. They did talk a little bit about Larry's, but in the main park, which is, you know, ODOT, and then Cross Street was the only thing. The reason we really got involved with is we all got robbed, and we proved that they came in from the state park. The state park denied it. I was the first one to get robbed. The state park denied it, patted me on the head, and said, go away, little boy. That's what we're dealing with. When my neighbors, Rich there and there's two other ones, got robbed, they traced the footprints from the state park into his house and back. There was no more argument after that. So the only thing, I'm backing Larry up. We are working with the Planning Commission, but we're getting sandbagged I believe, by the parks. So I don't know if you guys can do anything to push them, but this was supposed to have been resolved last month.
Okay.
So,
Thank you, and
it's just, by the way, this has nothing to do with Ono. Ono's been nothing but above board and trying to kind of get all the moving parts together. And I don't think he's getting the information from the state parks that he probably should. So, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak on this subject?
Or I guess any other subject.
Yeah, any other subject you want to talk about? In case there's somebody else out there. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. So then we adjourn this meeting till
6 o'clock tonight. We have our joint meeting with the city of Newport at City Hall.
Right. So this meeting will be adjourned.